Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh, where'd he go?
Oh, no.
Come back, blue person. Come back.
He's blue.
I'm having trouble hearing you if I have the video on.
Ugh, lies.
No, it's true. Like, you started talking and I could hear your voice coming up from the basement, but through the headphones, I just heard all this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah,
so.
That's what I said, though.
Oh. Good to be back on.
Right. I was going to say something provocative. What was it? Oh! I forgot to grill the pineapple slices that I soaked in Fireball whiskey, you guys.
Oh.
How dare you! I am provoked!
Provocative.
I'll do it at the break. I was going to put them into my waffle iron because I baked it. So you soak it overnight in Fireball whiskey, a cored pineapple, and then you roll it in brown sugar.
Whoa.
And then you,
the whole cored
wow. pineapple.
Okay.
And peeled.
Yeah.
And
right,
then you
yeah.
put it in the oven. A lot of people like to grill it, but I don't have a rotisserie stick.
Yeah, that would be a hard one to grill.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you quartered it, you could then grill it. Like, at this point, does it have to be in that whole single shape? It might...
Well, no, it's sliced now.
Oh, it is.
So I'm going to put it into the waffle iron.
Okay.
Waffled pineapple. So what are you supposed to do with it? Like, just eat it by the slice? Or, like,
throw
put
away.
It in drinks? Throw it away. You're so stupid.
You smell it.
I'm just wondering if it's supposed to be like a candy or like if it's supposed to be...
I think it's supposed to be like the hottest side dish this summer.
Oh.
That's what the internet says.
You are so avant-garde.
I am, always.
It's not even summer yet.
See?
It's supposed to snow tonight.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear that? Oh.
Oh, this is another thing you have to be lying about.
No.
Talk about provocative. She's provoked. This is the provocative episode. Episode 80.
It's going to be way
D-
past
Is it really?
PFD provoked. I don't know. It's probably way past that, yeah. What we just... We have to release one today.
Oh, shit. We got to release
think,
one.
I think... Oh, is today 69?
It might be.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I'm excited to see the art for this one. The promotional art.
This is what I'm saying. I don't have a draw. Oh, my God. And that person's going to come view our house tomorrow. So when the fuck am I supposed to do all this? I don't know.
We have to get those live models in so you can do your... 69 art.
Oh.
You know,
they were scheduled for 9:30.
You guys are going to have to do it yourself.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, good.
It was one of the first ones I did, so it's not 3 minutes long.
It just stops.
Hello, one and all.
Hello.
Welcome, awkwardly, to... Another session of all of us doing this thing that we've been doing for always now. It's a surprisingly long time to me.
It's been like a year? What time is it? Day is it?
Specifically the five of us, it's probably been about a year at this point.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You guys, what a journey it has been.
Mm-hmm. So, the final episode...
Yeah, probably, because you're going to kill Nick, I swear to God!
Yeah, once Nick's dead, I can't be here, so...
I had some conversations with Batwhack.
Yeah, we got to do something. I had no conversations with anybody. I just was sad about it. Actually, I told our children the next day, remember how upset I was? I was like, you guys, Daddy's trying to kill Nick. He's turning him into a werewolf. And then Batwhack tried to kill him, and they were like, Batwhack? No!
Oh no.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice, as promised, Limerick Edition.
Uh-oh.
No way. He was working going on this? I did not. Oh my god. It was like he kept sitting there like really serious, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
Way up in a tower of stone, poor Nick did let out a small groan. Nat had grown a fur coat, sunk his teeth in Nick's throat. Nat may need some new pants to be sewn. Bathwack wanted to deal out some pain. He stood up, and Lank's weight broke the chain. Whoa. Holy symbol in hand, his escape was unplanned. What was wrong with the bearded dwarf's brain?
Whoa, this is really good!
But then, while this trouble was storming, sweet, sweet Nick was already transforming.
Oh, stop!
He became really hairy, and his claws were quite scary. This alteration was oh so alarming.
Alarming!
By the by, Will had frozen the boy and come up with his own clever ploy. They would jump into space and float down with such grace, thus preserving the pleats in his corduroy.
OMG.
Now, who wears corduroy? There's no way Will.
And when are they pleated?
Yeah, pleated corduroy.
It's D&D. It's very specific.
Okay.
Now let's turn to the lift mechanism. Lank and Bath thought to settle their schism. Up and down through the tower, Lank regained his brain power. He would not stand that mental fascism.
Wow.
Serafina was sad about Nick. Tried to cure him with a magic trick. Eric was super rude, and he said, "No way, dude." So her cat friend said, "Frickety frick." And eventually Nick was laid low. His spirit was ready to go. Will stared down the wolf youngster and said, "Listen here, Buster, I'm just your grandpa, not your foe."
Wow. Oh my god.
And then down from out of the blue, a large paladin came into view. Dragonborn or a turtle, either way he did hurtle down through space like a film of kung fu. Nat was caught in a magical fire and realized that his status was dire. He sought his escape, Batthwack gave him a scrape, thusly drawing the well-dressed man's ire.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah, his corduroy was well pleated.
There's no way he would ever wear corduroy.
The end.
Okay, wow. That was amazing.
Okay, yeah. Next week it's the villanelle.
Oh, fuck. Now I have to do research.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Happy Giants has a really good song about the don't hate the villain, hate the villanelle. And the whole thing is in the form of a villanelle.
Mm.
I don't
know
the villain of
I don't either.
Is. Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. I also have to do research. So that was your summary. Now you're all perfectly caught up.
Oh wait, we're not done, are we? Okay,
all right. That was it. That's where we are. That's you know, you should have all the details you need. I was able to fully express myself and what I needed to say within the constraints.
I was just listening to the format.
I know. I was like, "This." That was wow. I feel like I was quiet during that, which is not.
I guess I have to DM in Limerick now.
No, shut me up.
All right, well, let's do something now.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Anyone want to play?
Yeah, all my mental capacity was devoted to that, okay. So I have no idea what's going on.
Now you can't DM. There's no DM.
All right, so yes, an actual summary. Will and Bathwack are on the ground outside the tower, a magical bonfire between them, mm-hmm. thanks to Will. Nat had tried to dash away down the causeway. Looks like the flames started to overcome him, so he ended up plunging himself into the lake off the side of the land bridge. And the rest of the party is upstairs. Nick is basically
dying.
Bleeding out on the floor.
Oh my god.
There's Esmeralda, who took a lot of damage from Nick in werewolf form. And Lank and Rafina are there as well. Lank is in full control of his mental faculties, having survived that brief fugue. Mental fugue.
It's definitely fugue.
Fugue.
His fugue state.
It's all mostly sound. It's just fugue.
Fugue.
Then you just avoid it all. And he did give the holy symbol back, so Bathwack does still have that. Though he needs a new chain.
Oh, but I gave it to Rufina.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So Rufina has it. Chain. You have the holy symbol.
Yeah. We're, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, oh, and Bernard is lying on the... Or yeah. He's caught in the middle of the tower. He's on the second floor. Currently in dog anywhere. Form.
Yeah. We're so screwed.
Well, somebody needs to save Nick, but I can't do anything. I'm outside.
No, I thought we were going to save the kid.
I'm with the kid.
I can't do anything either.
Well, I guess everyone would probably think they need to save the kid anyway. They probably.
I don't want to save the kid. But
Blank
I mean,
is still concerned about Nick.
I do want to save the kid.
There's not too terribly much. I mean, I gave Rufina the holy symbol.
Nick had the sword, right? So I took the sword from him.
Yes, you did. So you
And you have your own holy symbol, Rufina.
I know. That's the second one.
Okay. And then I have one on my shield. Great. How many other holy symbols are out there?
There was one that Lank had for a while that disappeared into the grave when you placed it in was it Petrovna's grave outside the abbey?
That's right, yeah.
So that one's gone, and instead you had the magical ring. The Ring of Regeneration. So now we know where all the holy symbols are.
Well, we know that, but we know that also that Nick is dying. So somebody needs to do something to actually, like, stop him from literally dying. Like,
if they want, I mean, they're,
whatever. I'm not the
Can
boss.
Can we freeze him and keep him in suspended animation, please?
Yeah, do you have a spell that does that?
Do you?
I don't know. I'm down. I just fell out of the tower, so.
I don't have a freezing spell.
I can put my Ring of Regeneration on him.
Whoa. Oh, God.
That's insane. That seems dangerous, but interesting.
That's good. Let's just give him all of our magical weapons.
We've already disarmed him, and he's unconscious. I don't have too many other options.
Yeah, I mean, if Flank would do that, do it, dude.
I will remind you that for the Ring of Regeneration to regenerate you, you have to have at least one hit point.
Oh.
If Rufina can get him up to one, because she's the only one.
Okay.
The two of us are the only ones up here, other than Nick, and I can't heal people, so.
And Esmeralda, right?
Esmeralda is there as well, yes.
Oh, does she know how to heal? I don't know if I ever.
You don't know.
Heard.
She never has.
I would. Lank would ask Rufina first, because he knows Rufina better.
I will do it.
Okay, I'm going to take the ring off of my hand.
Okay.
So, like, Rufina's going to heal him, and then Esmeralda's going to kill him again. Is that what's going to happen?
It's possible. We don't know.
Going up to one hit point doesn't automatically mean that he wakes up, though, does it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, this is our dilemma.
All right. I can be ready, because I successfully grappled him before. I can, like, start tying him up as she heals him.
Wait, I'm not there, but can't you stabilize him but not revive him?
Someone tried that. I think Lank did at one point.
Oh, wow, and it didn't work?
I think it was a pretty poor roll.
Oh, shit.
I think.
Okay.
Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly.
Stabilize, but not. I don't know that I would know how to do that.
I think he tried to staunch the flow of. I remember you saying something about stuffing.
Oh,
and then there was a joke.
Yes.
You stuffed it in the wrong hole. Like you stuffed his air hole closed and opened
yes,
some more
that,
wounds or something.
That did that. I tried to slow down the bleeding. I did do that,
yeah.
Yes.
Which I think even a non-medical person can try to be
it's
like.
Basically, it's called stabilize. It's a use a medicine
and then you
check.
Don't
I can't
have
remember
to
if that's just my way of doing it or if that's from the book. But
well, that's fine if it's your way of
I know.
Doing it.
I'm just explaining for those out there ready to pounce on me.
You know what? Pounce this.
Lang could tie, because I still have rope, so I could tie him up. So I'm assuming even if he wakes up on one hit point, he's going to be in bad shape. So we restrain him, get the ring on his hand. And go from there.
Okay. Spare the dying. Touch living creature with zero hit points. Creature becomes stable. It does say no effect on undead or constructs. Is he undead as a werewolf?
I don't think so.
No.
No?
Nope. Vampires are undead. Werewolves are not.
Okay, Nick, I'm gonna stabilize you, so don't bite me anything.
He's asleep.
Or anything like that.
He's asleep. He's just sleeping. He's taking a nap.
He's unconscious. Okay.
You don't know. Okay, I'm touching him. Boop. I'm poking his nose. Boop.
Esmeralda's right there with her weapons out, ready.
Okay, I poke his nose and then I do a little shimmy away.
Is that part of the spell?
Yes, please.
Let's say it is.
Boop. Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
It's like two steps to the Macarena.
That's awesome.
Okay. You see a few of Nick's wounds close up. He is still unconscious, but it looks like you, Rufina, as someone who is in tune with the health of others, you think that he might be okay. at this point. Probably.
I think he stabilized Lank and Esmeralda, my fellow travelers.
So, not putting it in these terms, that means he's done with his death saving throws?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what that means. He does no longer has to save against death, unless something hurts him again.
If we heal him any further...
Give him a single hit point and he will wake up.
Okay. Well, then I don't want to give him the Ring of Regeneration at the moment. I'm going to try to clean him up, I think.
Aww. Can you get out your electric razor?
Give him a little shave and haircut, too. Nice.
Yeah, you know, I'll start knocking the hair off with my warhammer.
That's how dwarves shave.
I'm really not good at this whole healing thing.
I'm really not good at this healing
thing. Or personal grooming.
I think more a kind of, you know, gentle. I mean, I didn't manage to stop the bleeding, but now Rafina has stabilized him, so just cleaning off the blood kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't think this would occur to Lank at all as he does this, but is he in danger of a bodily fluid transmitted werewolfism?
What does D&D say about that?
Roll me a just a straight intelligence check.
Oh
there,
my
Lank.
God.
Roll a make it up check.
A contagious disease check.
That is 9.
All right. Pretty much what you know is that the only person you've seen become a werewolf is Nick. And you know that at least it seems like that was caused by Nat biting into him. That being said,
okay. You
don't know. It could be any sort of contagion like that. Though you might not even be aware of how diseases are passed in general. I don't know.
I think just in general, he would, as he's wiping up the blood, would take care not to get too much blood on his own skin.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Going to use the proper PPE.
Right, yeah. He gets out the latex gloves and the mask.
I'm glad I'm not up there. I just roll in it.
I think the sense I get, Bathwack, is if you were up here, he'd be dead by now.
Bathwack's like, this is how you get immunity. Roll around in it. This is our chance.
Hand desanitizing stations filled with dirt, manure,
mm-hmm.
Vomit. Sorry.
Katie's watching The Office for
again,
the seventh time
tell?
In
yeah.
a row.
It's true. And Dwight's my absolute hero. I love him so much.
All right. Speaking of rolling around in things, Bathwack and Will.
What does that mean?
It means nothing.
Sweet.
So where's Nat? Can I see him?
He's in the water down the causeway a ways.
So I can see him in the water?
At this point, probably not. You saw him when he was running because he was on fire. It's night, and as no, always...
He's not on fire anymore, so I don't know where he is.
Right, basically. And I don't think you have night vision. Dark
vision.
No,
I don't.
So, yeah, it's pretty dark and very cloudy as always, so not much in the way of moonlight.
Well, I'll turn to Will. Should we go after him?
No. Why would you want to go after him?
You're going to just let him go?
I'm...
He's going to go kill other people.
He's a kid. Like... I mean, can't we just... I don't know. I don't know what to do. This is terrible. Is Nick dead?
He wasn't dead when I jumped out the window.
Okay. When you jumped out the window, so you weren't, like, thrown out the window by Nick or something, because you just jumped out the tower window. No wonder you and Nick are best friends.
You were down here with a werewolf.
It was a... It's a child wolf. It's like...
I didn't want to leave you down here alone.
Thanks. Cool. Can't ever leave me alone.
Sorry, the laugh is out of character.
Bathwack never laughs.
He's like, yeah, you can't ever leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm completely unharmed, which is a lie. I'm not completely unharmed. I think I've lost like some kind of hit points.
You were clawed at least.
All right, then you can stay here and I'll go get the werewolf.
What are you going to do to the werewolf, the child wolf? Can I remind you again that this is just a kid that was stolen from his town and made into a werewolf, apparently. We were just walking with him for about however many hours that was, and he was completely normal. I mean, I'm no werewolf expert, but he was just a normal kid not very long ago. And, you know, if scrawny Will can deal with trying to... let him survive through this? I feel like giant dragon turtle can do something about it.
All right, well, he's getting away.
Okay, but I don't know how much I trust you to not... All right, cool. I mean, I can't do anything to tie... I don't... I at this point, I don't have any... I can't do anything to tie him up or anything. He is very strong. Yeah, he might be a normal kid otherwise, but he is super werewolfy too. So maybe we just track him later once we get some rest or something. Just hangs his head because he doesn't, I don't know what to say.
Do you still look like his grandpa?
Do I still look like his grandpa? I don't know. It depends on how much, like, concentration things take. I feel like at first I did, and then as we've been having this conversation, it's melted away and I'm just myself.
I suppose I'm not surprised that I came down here and there's a grandpa there. it's probably you.
Yeah. Where is everybody? And where is this kid? I don't know.
I'm going to run after Nat if no one stops me.
Well, I will actually, for the first time, willingly follow you. For the first time ever.
So weird. Write this down.
Mark the occasion.
This will be how Batthwack remembers something in the story, like, months from now.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, he's not... Oh!
What's going on?
Is he, like, drowning or something? Holy... Is he doggy paddling? Because he's a doggy now?
You hear what sounds like footsteps in shallow water.
Okay. Does he look like boy?
I feel like you're doing it with your hands, but you're not, right?
I have a basin of water here next to the computer, just for this purpose.
I can cast light as a cantrip, so I'm going to do that because I don't have any major spells left.
What do you cast it on?
My own balls. I have no, I'm not.
That is highly ineffective.
My pants start glowing.
Kind of.
A little bit.
The light starts peeking out through the between the folds and the corduroy.
Corduroy! That is no corduroy!
Will, by the way, is dressed just like the bear corduroy. I want everybody to know.
My overalls have one button. Man, that's so sad.
And no shirt on underneath.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. So there's like this old man who fades to Teddy Ruxpin or something. I don't know.
Teddy Ruxpin, can you and I be friends? Just kidding, I hate Batthwack. All right, I think I pull out, like, one of my actual weapons that I have, which aren't very many, but...
You've refused them all, so...
What do you mean refuse them all? It doesn't make sense for me to have a giant battle axe, but I have just, like, my club. No, my weapon is not for the werewolf.
I didn't say it was.
It's for... my friend Batthwack.
He has plenty. You don't have to give him another one.
Nice.
He's carrying probably too many for reality's
sake.
But
I'm going to pull out my club and I'm going to cast light on that.
Okay. Your cool. Billy club.
Yes,
my Your Will club. No, sorry.
I hate that is the just
Willy club.
My Willy club. yeah, that's what I do.
So instead of casting on your balls, you cast it on your Billy club. Got it. Okay.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, by the way, the word jism almost appeared in those limericks.
Whoa! Oh, because of schism?
Yeah.
You see? Yep. Oh, nice.
I'm glad you managed to refrain.
Aww. I replaced jism with fascism, so that's what you guys are all glad about, by the way.
You're happy for
that. I am glad about fascism right now.
Wait, can you just go back and read it again?
Yeah,
really, I don't know. I couldn't come up with a line for the longest time, so it was just going to be... Where is it? Now let's turn to the lift mechanism. Lank and Bath sought to settle their schism. Up and down through the tower, Lank regained his brain power. Blah, 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 jism. That's literally what I had written down.
OMG.
I approve of that one.
Thanks, rhymezone.com.
Was jism on there?
No, that saved the world from...
Saved us from jism.
It might have been on there, I doubt it.
Aw, so disappointing.
Anyway. Pulled out my basin again. Is it okay if this is getting on the keyboard? Alright, so you've cast light and you're approaching, you're heading down the causeway. Mm-hmm. And you do see that it looks like Nat has gotten to his feet
Is he a boy, like, or is he a wolf?
At this point, he is in between. He is in hybrid form. And it looks like he is... The sound effect, my Foley work, is not very accurate, because he's actually picking up speed, and he's headed down that way, sort of next to the causeway.
So he's not in the water, he's on the
He's, like, in
edge.
The shallows, like, he's making this noise. But and sped
I,
up.
And I was saying that I transform back into the grandpa. So, in case he sees me.
I hope his grandpa can run really fast.
I don't know if
maybe
Will can
faster
run very
than Will.
Fast.
Will's like watching out for spots of mud so he doesn't get his shoes dirty.
Shut up.
All right. I'm going to try to tackle Nat.
All right. Well.
Ooh, oh, Nat.
And if there's any chance that I might kill him in doing this, I'm going to roll. Like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, a tackle you can choose to deal as non-lethal damage. You know, hitting someone with your sword or with a crossbow bolt, less so. Tackle would be fine.
My goal is to pin him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we're going to do a contested athletics check, because he's running away from you. So first you have to catch up to him. So that's the first thing you got to do. So go ahead and give me an athletics check.
Okay. 24.
Ooh, okay. So, despite being in this superhuman wolf-type form, one, he's a little kid, so he's shorter and his legs are short, and also he's been very grievously. He's been
grievously on pork fries.
He's been
grievously.
I was gonna say he's been general grievously injured. So yeah, you are able to outpace him. Are you trying to keep up, Will?
Yes.
Why don't you give me an athletics check as well?
Okay. I am no athlete. I rolled a one! Did I drown myself? I feel like by the last time I started off with a one, too. What the fuck is going on with this die? Oh my god. It's betraying me. I feel like the last session, my first
Maybe.
Roll was a fucking
So tell life. Me what happened, Will.
It's a causeway. It's, what is it, sand?
It's earth.
Earth. Okay, well, and there's water on both sides, and I'm assuming, would it be plausible for me to have, I was running, and then there's like a muddy patch, and I slip and skid around and fall in the water?
It was raining very recently, so
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
lots
see,
of
it's
mud and
totally slippery, and it does one of those skids where you're falling, and you fall forever, because
you're
skidding.
You're like trying to keep your feet under you?
You think you're going to be able to do it, and then you can't, and you fall, and he gets mud all over his butt. And then, yeah, it's
a
nice farting,
a
squelching noise.
I wish I had a squelch. I don't. Let's see. What sound does Will make? Let's see here.
Well, the sound he makes is angry shout. Right.
Why do I even have this sound? What is that supposed
that?
To be?
Moan, it says.
It's a terrible sound.
I don't know what that sound
I'm
is.
Never going to use that. That's the sound Will makes. Wait, this is the sound.
Nice.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
You know that they had a group of Chinese people jumping up and down in a room to make that sound?
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I heard it on Wait, Don't Tell Me, so it must be true.
Probably. Wow. I wonder if that's race specific, like if they had to be Chinese. Is that racist to ask?
No, it's just a silly question. Yeah. All right. I fall, and then when I get back up, I'm more cautious, so I'm even slower.
Do you stop to press to digitate yourself clean?
I feel like he's like almost like he's got to do it, but then he's like, shit, Bathwack's going to get there.
All right.
So he's kind of trying to do it as he goes,
got
and
it.
He's being careful. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm pretty muddy. No, I don't think he is successful.
Okay. So Bathwack, so you have caught up to Nat. So I need you to give me another athletics check to successfully tackle him to the ground.
Oh, crap. All right. 12.
All right. Looks like Nat actually skids a little bit in the mud as well, and you're able to line up on him, and you are able to bring him to the ground.
Oh, great. Okay.
So you are now on top of Nat.
Let's see. I need him unconscious. Can I just knock him out?
Yeah, I mean, you can try. I mean, he's still active and alive, so you would have to...
Yeah, so I have to actually attack him.
Yeah, like strike him in the head, you know, give him a nice donkey punch. I don't know what you were planning.
Yeah, I won't...
Headbutt.
Donkey punch?
Yeah, the punch to the back of the head.
Yeah, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Episode 69, everybody. Yep.
Not this episode. We're releasing it today. It's in our blood, everybody. You gotta deal with it. It's a very lascivious episode.
Yeah, I'm not. No, no, just a plain old punch.
All right, give me another strength check. Not just a straight strength check this time.
It's 14. Just a straight strength check. Yeah.
Yes, because
I'm not using my sword. Do I get proficiency bonus on that?
No.
No, yeah, okay. It's 14.
All right. He's squirming around, but he looks like his strength is pretty well sapped, so he's not moving very quickly, and you deliver the blow, and you're able to knock him out.
That's all it takes? I don't need to do damage or anything?
With the hit point level he is at, no, you do not.
Okay. All right, so he's unconscious, but he's not dying.
Correct. So he's not bleeding out like Nick was up in the tower. Speaking of which, Rafina, Lank, you've got an unconscious... You suppose still werewolf laying in front of you. He looks like Nick right now, because he is back in his human form. His hair maybe looks a little longer. You think maybe the hair on his forearms is a little thicker. A little more virile there.
Well, we've got him here. Lank asking both Rafina and Esmeralda, do we know of anything that affects werewolfism?
Has anyone seen any wolfsbane on the growing in the forest?
What does it look like?
It looks like a sprig of wolfsbane.
Is it labeled?
Is it in like a McCormick little...
Get me a 2-ounce jar, please.
You know, if your spice cabinets were alphabetized like they should be for a house showing, you would be able to easily find it. It'd be near the bottom right.
Correct.
Unless it's filed under Belladonna.
Then it'd be near the top left. Top left or bottom right. Or unless you have a lot of yeast. Yeast spice. Jars upon jars of yeast spice. And zebra, comma, ground.
Dried ground. Homogenized.
Non-pasteurized, though. Has to be non-pasteurized.
Right, that just ruins the zebra.
Fucking Louis Pasteur. He ruined ground-dried zebra. Ground-dried homogenized zebra for the world.
Gross. Well, we should look and see. Esmeralda,
yes.
Do you know what wolfsbane looks like? You're a person who should know this.
Well, let's see. Let me roll a survival check to see if I might know what that might look like.
You do that, lady.
Well, seeing as... I am quite successful in rolling d20s. I actually invented wolfsbane. I crossbred a wolf with Bane from the Batman universe. Somehow the baby was a plant.
Nice. Lank is nodding along like this all makes perfect sense.
It must be because in the 90s film, Bane was directly associated with Poison Ivy.
You're right.
And she was quite closely tied with plants and spittle and saliva.
It's so much. What the hell is happening right now? Ugh.
Don't criticize. It's part of my accent.
I'm not with you, so stop spitting on me.
That's culturally insensitive. To complain about the amount of saliva comes out of my mouth.
Face that way. Go
the on. Microphone is here. Here, I'll come over to this side with you.
Oh, gross.
So, I don't know that wolfsbane is native to the land of Barovia. That being said, I also don't know that it would have much effect on curing a werewolf. I think perhaps that something to do with dealing with curses and the removal of such things could be of benefit. Sadly, it's not something that I myself am proficient in, but
I am a healer, and I was taught that if you whack somebody who has werewolfism with a sprig of wolfsbane, that they have a chance of rolling something. I mean, you know, doing the thing where they might come back to life.
Perhaps, maybe if you were also removing curse at the same time. The wolfsbane strikes me as something a bit theatrical.
Oh, yes. We don't do theatrical here. No.
Never.
You were saying, Lank.
Just, you're familiar with the area. Do you know where we might find an apothecary? An herbalist? A CVS?
I've avoided most heavily settled areas. It seems like the town of Valaki might be your best bet for such things. Though I think you had said you have actually spent some time there, so you might know better than I. I've spent most of my time in or near Kresk, and they certainly do not have something of that nature there.
Rufina, can you describe wolfsbane to me?
Yes. So it has little berries. They're black in color, and it has sort of gray-green leaves that are fuzzy, and it has purple thorns.
Did you just make that up, or is that real?
No, I made it up.
Wow.
Esmeralda steps in and corrects you on every whatever points are incorrect.
And I punch her in the nose.
She mansplains you.
Esmeralda explains me.
I have, I can see very well in the dark. I'm going to go look around and see if it's something common.
Awesome. Thank you, Link. I don't say awesome, but I do say thank you, Link.
Where is the elevator, up or down right now? Do I need to summon it, or?
It is up. That is how you and Bathwack emerged back into the top level of the tower.
Then I will. Oh, one of the chains is still cut.
It is. Yeah. It's not. Doesn't feel very secure to you at this point, though.
I'm going to say down, while I'm not standing on it.
Okay. Starts to descend.
I'll let it get to its. Is there a way? Wait. We can do up and down. Can we do pause?
You don't know. You've only gone to the upper and lowermost points in its run. You would assume so, since there are other levels in the tower.
I'm going to just let it get the whole way to the ground level and then slide down one of the chains.
Oh. Smart. Wow.
Nice.
All right.
I thought of it because I saw Bathwack do it.
Nick, unconscious, gives you a thumbs up.
Of course he would.
Don't you worry, Nick. I'll come back with the blackberry purple thorned plant. Or my name is in Lank K. Stumpers.
Is it?
I made that up.
So that was your out. You gave yourself a random middle initial just in case you don't come back.
So I'm going to go out and look in, because we established that there's no forest on the island.
Correct. It's mostly tower. There's a little bit of earth around it before it hits the water. It seems like the island maybe even was created for the sole purpose of erecting this tower.
Then I'm going to stay nearby so that I could keep the tower in sight. If other people come out, I can see them. Hmm. But I'm going to start looking for a plant matching that description.
Okay. So Lank is going to head down the chain. So Rufina, you're here with Esmeralda and Nick.
Okay. Do we need to find the others?
I think that might be wise. I don't know what's happened to them.
Can I run over to the window?
Are you asking me, or are you asking me?
I'm just trying to remember if there's any reason why I couldn't. Like there are no windows, or there's a big tree in the way or something.
There are four windows, one of which has been smashed through by Will, okay. And then Bathwack, who probably made the hole larger.
I run to that one, and I yell out the window, "Guys! Hey! Guys! So, Nick's asleep!"
I love this that she's just starting to talk, and she doesn't even know if we can hear her or not.
So conversationally.
Lang shouts up, "I know that already. Has something changed?"
"I'm trying to find the others!"
Oh, other guys. Gotcha.
All right. Bathwack and Will. Bathwack, you've tackled this werewolf and knocked him out with a non-donkey punch.
Non-donkey punch. A non-key punch.
Yes.
Nice.
Will, you covered in mud, catch up and see that it looks like Batwack has
killed him. I'm like, is he dead? Did you just kill him?
Do you say that?
You totally just killed him, didn't you? He did. That's why he's not answering. He's afraid.
Yeah, he's totally dead. No, just kidding. He's unconscious. I'm going to start tying him up.
You
with
saw purple smoke swirling around Will's hand.
All right. Well, now it's like the pot calling the kettle black. I'm just staring at him and watching him and make sure he's doing the right thing. Oh, no.
If there were stairs around, you'd be dragging him up them pretty soon.
Probably. I'd be trying. It would be impossible.
I'm going to tie this rope really tight.
Okay. You think he's pretty solidly unconscious. You can take your time with it. I'm not going to make you roll. You're not rushing against the clock like you were, for example, with Izek Strozny, who you knew was only asleep for a short magical period of time.
Okay.
And had to resort to a bear sitting on him. All right, so Will, you see Bathwack tying up Nat.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear Rafina shouting?
That's a good point. Probably at this point you would hear what she had just said.
You guys
are
not that far, right? Mm-hmm.
Do I actually hear what she said, or do I just hear her yelling?
Rafina has a nice set of pipes on her, yeah.
She's got...
You feel like she's right behind you. All right, we're back. Hello!
Oh, that's the sound of Rafina jumping out the other window.
Oh, I could have played that when Will jumped out. Why didn't I?
Nope. Well, I didn't jump out the window.
Well, but you broke it. Yeah, I could have played it.
You would have had to do it a bunch of times because I was beating it out with my billy club. It sounds really
Edit this
odd.
In later.
So weird. Nice.
That's how I got out the window. I threw each of my limbs out one at a time and reassembled myself at the bottom.
Oh my god, that's entirely creepy. Wow.
All right, so what we were saying, what were we saying? Bathwack was doing something.
I was just about to haul this cocoon up onto my shoulder.
Cocoon. Oh, yes. See, just rope with a snout poking out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you knocked him out and he now looks like a little boy.
You see, Bathwack? Monster.
But yes, oh no, that's what it was.
Oh.
Will was able to hear, and Bathwack, Rafina yelling out the window.
Oh yeah, okay.
So you're in the middle of the night,
yeah,
on a causeway,
yeah,
outside,
bring him back
woods
inside,
all around.
I guess.
Do you yell up to Rafina?
Nope. I'm not going to draw attention to myself in the middle of the dark.
Damn it, you almost fell into my trap.
So he's like, I guess bring him back inside? I mean, I don't know of any other... Unless we want to dig a pit for him.
I like the idea of, like, we yell and there are, like, 50 werewolves out there.
I know.
Like, we should have just let him go.
Yeah. We're trying to rid the country of this plague, but really, we're just not even close. Not even close. All right. Yeah, I guess we should go back inside. That's my suggestion.
All
Unless
right,
you want to drown him. Unless you want to throw him in the water and drown him for that kind of death. Is that what you wanted to do, Bathwack?
I tied him up so you could do that.
Oh,
no,
see.
I'm just kidding. All right, let's go. Right.
Bathwack knows any joke could mean his at least imminent pain. Maybe not death, but... imminent blast.
Imminent blast.
All right. Blank, you get to the bottom of the tower.
I haven't even left the tower yet.
minimal chain burn. You had to wait. You were waiting for the elevator to descend. It's not like it's like an express. All those golems have to haul that chain all the way back down. So, but you get to the bottom. You head out the door.
I do.
All right. Steed Corral just stares at you, and so does the giant dragon skull. Which, reminder everybody, they're both in the bottom floor of the tower.
Oh. Would Steed Corral, is he as sentient as Will's siblings? Like, if I asked for his help, would he be able to help me find this thing?
You could ask him.
Hold on.
I would say, Steed, do you know the scent of Wolfsbane or Belladonna?
All right. Bathwack, remind us. Is Steed Corral, is he as intelligent for everybody else as he is to you? I know you guys have a special connection that Will would love to make fun of.
He's unusually intelligent, is what it says.
Oh.
And let's see. How intelligent? Not that intelligent, but barely intelligent enough to understand me when I talk.
Barely? What do you mean barely?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the spell now. I see it does gain the ability to understand one language of your choice that you speak.
Yeah.
He said common before.
Was it common? Oh, you know?
Yeah.
He said
common.
It like last episode.
Oh, okay.
Or
I did that so that, yeah, because most people speak common here.
Got it. Okay. So you ask Steed that. He looks at you, and it looks like he kind of shakes his head side to side a little bit.
Thanks anyway.
Dragon Skull, can you identify what
was Yes, I can!
Steed uses his hoof to shake the Dragon Skull.
Clatter.
We've discovered what Lank's familiar creature is. It's this giant Dragon Skull. It floats up behind you. It has terrible breath, though. Anyway, that does not happen. Sorry. So you head out, Lank?
I'm going to head out to look in the woods.
Okay. So, Bathwack and Will, as you're headed back towards the tower, you encounter Lank Stumpers heading the other way.
Oh, look, watch out. He might try to steal something else.
A goat! A wild goat appears. You've discovered that Bernard can now turn into a goat.
You know how to find Belladonna goat? I'm going to ask the goat first, and then I will ask my party mates. Okay. If the goat says no, I would then ask Bathwack and Will.
Oh, I thought Will actually turned into a goat.
Oh, no. I don't think I mean, I guess I would roll for it, but I'm pretty sure I probably don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will, roll a survival check with disadvantage.
Yeah, I would say that too.
You can roll one as Bathwack, if you want. Not at disadvantage.
I'm pretty sure you don't have any idea.
Will might not know it for being, you know, toxic or having medicinal properties for werewolves, but he would know it because it stains.
That's amazing.
He would know to avoid it for that reason, and I may be like, okay, you may not know it by this name, but it's like purple, almost black berries.
You don't understand, though. Will has never seen a plant until coming to Barovia.
That's true. I rolled poorly. I don't know.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't even know that he's asking about a plant.
Yeah, wolf's
Belladonna, you remember that as the name of one of the prostitutes. From one of the brothels that you ran.
Oh,
yes, I know Belladonna. How do you know Belladonna?
Well, where is it?
It? What? I don't think we're talking about the same thing. What are you looking for?
Is Will, did Will like say the word no with air quotes?
No, not in that way. That's the way I was asking.
I rolled a 15.
All right. You would be able to, you think, be able to describe it? So you would kind of have a sense of what it looks like?
I'll try to explain. But
I provided a handy reference in the chat for people.
Oh.
Oh. That's what that was.
Is it?
I should be paying attention.
Is it Putin on a horse? But
whoa, is that really?
The horse is trotting through Belladonna.
That is real life Belladonna.
Wow.
It's Putin riding Belladonna?
Putin riding Belladonna! Oh,
we are so gonna get nuked.
I was about to say that! Oh, man, you beat me to the punch.
This is the first recorded evidence of that night. Anyway. stupid joke.
Belladonna Daniels. That's her name.
Belladonna Daniels. So there we go. So, yes, Bathwack, you do know what Belladonna is.
Alright. Yeah, it looks green.
Great. Go look for a green plant, Link.
That's the only
viney.
It's the only color
you know. Yeah. What? Yeah, I can only see green. It's really convenient when the answer is green.
Yeah, by the way, Steed Corral is just a white horse. Bathwack thinks he's a green horse.
That's
spores of a different color.
Okay, I am asking all the wrong people.
But yeah, so Lank has asked you this.
Is Werewolf Boy awake?
Nope.
Oh, well, that won't help. Rafina gave me a pretty explicit description, and now that I'm going out looking specifically for it, and since this entire land is shady and moist, which is the preferred habitat of Belladonna, I feel like I'm, you know, got as good a chance as any of finding some, since I can see in the dark.
So what's, Will asks why you're going to look for this plant, because he's like, he doesn't know.
Trying to cure or heal, yeah, cure Nick.
So all we need is a fucking plant to heal these people? Bathwack, don't you feel bad that all we needed was a plant? You were ready to kill everyone, weren't you? You guys, I'm shouted to the tree. No, I don't shout at all. I'm still trying to be as quiet as I can. But still, guys, I think we all need to reevaluate how good Bathwack is.
Lank is already moving off into the forest because time is of the essence.
Yeah, in mid-sentence, I'm going to toss Nat over to Will in the hope that he'll just catch him, and I'm going to follow Lank.
Oh my god, can I that kid is going to die. All right.
It's going to drop down to -1 hit point because you can't catch.
Yep. Probably. But it is about catching a body. That might be something that I've done before. Mm. Throwing some dead body to each other. I know it's not dead, but he's limp. All right, let's see. That sounded like a sexual innuendo. All right.
Give me an athletics check.
Athletics again? Fuck!
Well, you want to sell me on something else?
Oh, sell you? I could sell you on my persuasion check. Mm. I could persuade
me to accept a natural 20.
Sleight of hand. What about sleight of hand? Moving my hands really
fast.
It
looks like you caught him and then he's on the ground. How did that happen?
You can roll an athletics check and then you can roll a history check to try to change history.
Nice. It's like when Superman flew around the earth so fast that he rolled time back a day.
We don't speak of this.
We don't speak of this.
All right. I guess I'll just do athletics. Dang. Oh, actually, a 16. That's pretty good.
Okay. Bathwack, give me an athletics check as well.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. I guess I didn't say that I wasn't throwing a fastball.
Yeah.
It's 24.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
He does throw a fastball. It All hurts right. when I catch him.
Yeah, he throws him so hard that this is the, what is it, third time that a severed head has struck you in the chest?
Oh, it's severed? Oh, no!
Yeah, by the time it gets there, it hits your stump first.
Oh, no!
It just feels just like last time. I'm having a great time.
Sorry.
All right, so yes, you're able to catch Nat.
All right.
Oof!
Yeah.
And Bathwack has already headed back past you with Lank out towards the forest.
Cool.
Rafina.
Hi.
Yelled out to your compatriots, aside from Lank, you think maybe sarcastically responding to you from down in the middle of the tower. No one has answered your call.
Okay. Spoiler alert, that wasn't sarcasm.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, Rafina's pretty literal, but
yeah.
she was fairly certain.
But you do, I mean, with the light that Will has cast, you do see them sort of congregated out on the causeway, so you're pretty sure they could hear you.
Oh, I see you guys! Hey!
Shh! Hush yourself!
I will whistle my instructions like a nightingale. I can speak nightingale.
All right, I will accept that Rafina can speak nightingale. Yes, that is correct.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
But, right, Alex has pointed out, no one can in the party can understand nightingale.
Because I don't think I can whistle when I'm laughing. No, I can't.
All right, so you hear some bird whistles from up in the tower.
I make an attempt.
You eloquently describe the situation, what needs to be done. It's almost the most
poetry.
It is, yeah. It would you know, the nearby nightingales in the trees start to cry. And it's completely lost on you, Will. You just hear some whistling.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. And then I go inside the tower.
So you're headed back toward the tower?
I am headed back.
Okay.
Okay, did you get that? Wait, where'd you go? Nick! I mean, Will! Crap!
We should have killed Nick, because name confusion is ridiculous. Nobody knows my name.
So from here on out, everyone we kill, we're just gonna let Will assume that person's name just as an alias.
That way if anybody slips up, it's just totally legit and
yep.
not a mistake.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
I like it.
So yeah, Rafina, you see Will and his light bobbing back towards the castle.
Oh, good. Okay.
The tower, I mean. The other two have slipped into darkness down away, so you don't know what's up with them. Will, you get to the door. It is locked magically.
What?
And there are stick men drawn on the face of it.
Are you serious?
With arrows drawn to each of them.
I try to whistle up at Rafina.
You somehow utter the most offensive phrase in the Nightingale language. And are attacked by a swarm of nightingales. And Rafina, who is so incensed and provoked.
Yeah, I try, though.
You actually just whistle?
I'm gonna try because I liked her idea. I don't know what she's doing, but I liked her idea of... Not her idea, but the way of attracting attention. I have no idea what she's doing, so...
All right.
But that's the subtle way, the more subtle way, mm-hmm. instead of just yelling up at each other
right.
and down at each other.
So yeah, Rafina, you hear nightingale gibberish coming up from the base of the tower.
Meanwhile, unbeknownst to anybody, Bathwax suggests that Steed just lay down and ignore any sounds coming from the door.
No one can see it, but he nods approvingly.
Why isn't Will coming in? Will!
You hear Will and whistling.
Okay, wait. Yeah, and then he's like, wait, do I have any magic spells to communicate? I don't think I do.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Nick does.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you, Nick, man, you're useless.
Ooh, Rafina, wake Nick up. He can help you.
I'm going to just as quietly as one can shout, I guess. You know, I'm going to judge the distance that I have to if she's leaning out the
this
window.
This is something Will is good at.
Oh yeah?
I think so.
All right, cool. Well,
signaling to people in the night.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a thief in the night, but you know.
Not anymore.
Hey.
Hey.
It was in broad daylight, all right? I was a proud thief. Anyway, yeah, he's just gonna say, like, what is this door thing again? I mean, do I have to roll to remember? And also, I want to ask...
No, you remember what to do.
Okay, I want to ask Esmeralda, like, what happens if I fuck it up? Because I'm not dying to get back into the stupid tower.
Oh, that would be a very bad idea. I don't think that would be good. Why don't you... Oh, you're trying to get back in?
Yes.
Okay, I'll come down.
Thanks.
And open the door.
Good.
Don't move. Don't touch the door. Don't do anything.
Okay. Hopefully one of the positions is not dude carrying little boy in a rope cocoon. And I unwittingly do it.
All right, that's the promotional art for this episode. You have to draw that stick figure.
Nice.
So she says, up! And platform starts coming up. So you hear the rattling of chains inside, Will.
Okay.
Bathwack! Nick, or Lank. Too many four-letter words. Names.
Bathwack.
I didn't fuck his name up. I fucked Lank's name up. You bitch. Yes, you have made it to the end of the causeway. The Barovian forest stands before you. It is ominous and dark. Bathwack, you are able to see very little.
I have a torch. I think I'll light it. Unless someone talks me out of it.
Lank is not going to talk you out of it.
All right.
I hope that's all in character. You guys talking to each other like that.
Third person yourselves, I let it.
All right, yeah, I'll light up a torch.
Okay.
Are these torches, by the way, are they consumed? Like, when I light them up, are they done after they're burned
yes.
out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yep. There are things in D&D called sunrods, Which actually they might even be consumed too. I think they actually might be.
Are they regardless. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know those were consumed.
Pretty sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You don't have any.
I've been treating them that way. I just thought I'd ask. So.
Yes, okay. They are a consumable resource. Unless Rafina has them, in which case they can come out of midair.
Why? Wait, right. Why? Why am I
meant to do that? I'll light up a torch. I guess I have to. My sword's put away anyway, so I'm going to hold on to the shield in one hand and the torch in the other.
Okay. Light flares up around you. You can see in, you know, your immediate vicinity, though this forest is dark enough that it seems to eat up the light as you head in. It almost seems supernaturally dark outside the radius of your torchlight.
Uh-oh.
So, Link, what do we hope to do?
We're looking for a plant. It is dark berries, purple, almost black, green leaves with some fuzz, I think Rafina said. There was some other description I probably should have.
I think she said purple thorns.
Purple thorns. That was the... Yes. I don't know if cherries exist in this world, but they look like black cherries.
So can we see... Is there any light coming from the tower?
If you turn back?
Anything from the causeway? I just want to look before we get too far into the forest. Is there a reference point?
You see a very small light at the bottom of the tower, and I would assume that at this point there's probably some light in the top floor. I don't think it was explicitly stated, but probably, especially now that things have kind of calmed down, yeah, you can see a light emanating from the windows and arrow slits of the fourth floor.
Okay.
I figure then just go a little ways into the forest and then walk a perimeter of the lake, keeping the tower in sight.
Can you explain what this looks like? So the lake, there's a causeway which connects the tower to the... Can you explain, actually? I just don't have a good picture.
So the lake, I mean, it's a sizable lake. The tower is on an island roughly in the center. It's not like a perfectly circular lake. It's a little irregular, but it's not like a long lake. It's somewhat round. The island is basically in the center of it with the tower jutting up. The causeway is just basically a single strip of land going from the shore to the island so that you could walk or drive a cart or something like that up to it. And then it's basically in the middle of the forest otherwise, so the forest comes, in most places, right up to the edge of the lake.
Okay. All right, so yeah, I think we shouldn't go any further in, far enough into the woods that we can't see the tower. What do you think?
Well, you're saying do get out of sight of the tower? Or
no, 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 keep the tower in sight.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Make sure we can never see the tower. Everybody knows Wolfsbane is scared of towers.
I'm just going to shut my eyes and bolt as fast as I can in the middle of the wood. Yeah. I'm going to run in random directions and roll around on the ground until I'm totally confused. I'm going to close my eyes and spin around and around and around.
Right. He's finally free of me. Yay!
should we split up a little bit as we search, but stay, you know, somewhat close?
Sure. We could pick one distance from the lake, and then the other one of us goes a little bit farther, and then we do two circles. So we stay the same distance from each other, but we're covering two swaths of ground.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So I'll go deeper into the forest. That's fine.
Okay.
Always the hero.
Hey, Strahd, if you want to kill us, now's your chance. We're all separated. Are we all literally separated from each other?
I mean, Lank...
I have Esmeralda.
Actually, she's started to descend into the tower.
Oh, that's true.
So Rafina has Nick.
Great, you're safe. You're
Will safe. Has Nat.
I have Nat.
Nice. Steed has the dragon skull. They're having a nice, lively conversation. Bathwack and Wank, I mean, they're pretty close to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah, I want to stay... I don't want to get any further than, 30 feet from Wank. You know?
Right.
That's because especially if the forest is sucking up the light, you'll be able to see, and I'll be able to use my dark vision. We'll be able to keep an eye on each other.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to search for Wolfsbane. How about each of you? You can give me either a perception check or a survival check, whichever you'd prefer.
All of us?
If you're looking for Wolfsbane in the top of the tower, sure.
I thought you said all of you.
I meant
to say both of you.
Can anybody see that?
Yay! Woo! Nice! Woohoo! A natural one. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's not
here, because it's Greg, let's play this, but assume it's not sarcastic.
Yay!
I only rolled.
And then I need to tell you if that's either perception or survival. Mm. It's either plus one or plus one. So let's go with survival.
Yeah. Yeah, I rolled survival too. 18.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
They build a new tower out of Wolfsbane. Stay in that.
You realize the tower is made of Wolfsbane.
And then because our, well, my intelligence is so low, then I just eat it all.
Now I'll never turn into a werewolf. Instead, I'll be dead.
Yeah, it is kind of poisonous.
All right. So you start making this circle around the tower, and you're both kind of trying to look for the conducive areas for Wolfsbane to be growing. Like you said, those moist, damp areas.
Which is pretty much anywhere.
You didn't think this was going to happen. I can tell you are very befuddled right
no,
now.
No, I'm just trying to not repeat myself, okay, essentially. Cool. After a good ways around the lake, you both kind of stumble on the edge of a patch of growth that looks like kind of right along what you're looking for. Lank, you're not sure about the color of the berries because your dark vision is black and white, but the rest of it seems to line up just right with the description that you're given. You seem to have a pretty good eye for this kind of thing, and even without that, you're able to pretty well confirm. So you start, you know, bending over into this patch of Wolfsbane and start to harvest it. Bathwack, you catch a glimpse of these dark berries in the edge of your torchlight, and you as well start to gather some up. And you're both so absorbed in this task that you eventually bump heads.
What is Bathwack laying prone on the ground? It's pretty much the only way that's going to happen.
No, he's incredibly flexible, and his head is between his feet.
That's how you've got to harvest Wolfsbane.
That's true.
Your ass has to be right up in the air.
That's the only way to do it safely.
But
all right, this is where I donkey punch Link.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.